And let's read from God's word. I'm going to read some verses from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4. Starting with the words of the song that we opened this morning's service with. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in any situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. The Apostle Paul is telling us that our gentleness is to be evident to everyone. No matter who we are with, it is to be clear that we are gentle. This instruction comes between two great sentences. First of all, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. In fact, we didn't just sing that in one song this morning, didn't we? We sang it in two. And then afterwards, the Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything. So the Lord's presence in our life enables us to rejoice, but it is also a calming presence in our life that enables us to be gentle with everyone. Now, there's a couple of words in the New Testament that get translated as gentle. One of them is a word that means mild or pleasant. It means not being harsh, not being bitter, not being abrasive to other people. The other one is a word that comes from a word that means to handle something. And the idea is that gentle people are able to handle other people, like understanding how fragile they are. It's like you would pick up something that was fragile very, very carefully and make sure you didn't break it or drop it. So gentle people know how to handle other people. Jesus describes himself as gentle and humble in heart. Very different picture to the picture that many people have of God, but that is him describing himself. And when he enters Jerusalem as king, it says in Matthew 21 that he enters in gentleness and lowliness, or gentleness and humility. He doesn't come in as the warrior ready to fight. I always have a slight reservation about that line in the song, where you have Jesus kicking down walls and stuff like that. Yes, I know what it means, but let's not get a picture of a violent Jesus. He comes gently towards us. When Paul wants to make an appeal to the Corinthians that they should do what he wants, he says to them, I appeal to you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. I was brought up on gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And as I got older, I was told that that wasn't accurate. Let me say that my childhood wisdom was more wise than the wisdom that would correct it afterwards. The New Testament has a lot to say about gentleness. gentleness is a prime quality for church leaders. Leaders are told to be not violent, but gentle. They are told that gentleness is a quality that they are to chase after. Yes, there are a lot of other qualities. Gentleness alone is not much use. But then all the other qualities without gentleness are of very little use either. When we think about who could be a leader in a church, who are the people in our church who really know how to be gentle? Gentleness matters when we talk about Jesus. We are encouraged very strongly that we are to witness for Jesus, we are to speak out for Jesus, but we are to do so with gentleness and respect. Sadly, the Christian church has not always done this, but this is the characteristic we are to show. And if anybody is hostile towards us, again, we are told, be gentle towards them. Gentleness matters in the relationships that we have in the family of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 tells us to be completely humble and gentle, and to be patient, bearing with each other in love. Paul tells believers to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Gentleness matters when we are with people who have recently come to faith. Paul describes himself as somebody who is gentle, like a mother caring for her little children. Can't throw a little baby around. Can't be harsh with them. Gentleness is required in the church when discipline is required. Gentleness doesn't mean that you don't raise issues. Gentleness doesn't mean that you let everybody off with everything. But it says we are to come to one another in love and in a gentle spirit. We are to be people who know that we ourselves are subject to weakness. And that inspires us as to how we are to deal with those who are going wrong. And believers who have been ensnared by sin must be restored gently. Gentleness matters within the family. Peter says to wives about not seeking physical beauty so much as the unfading beauty of a quiet and gentle spirit. And please don't think that Peter thought that was only for the women. And gentleness is something that we are to cultivate within our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Gentleness is something for us to be aiming at. So as we come to take bread and wine this evening, it's right that we should take some time in confession to come before God. Perhaps there are areas of our lives where we are aware that we are not being gentle, or that we haven't been. It'd be surprising for any of us if there were none. So tonight we come and we confess before God that we're not what we could be, but that we want to cultivate this fruit of gentleness within our lives. We want to seek to be Christ-like. We want to seek to honor him. This Jesus who lived in an age when many people claimed to be the Messiah, but none of them were like him. Let's take a few moments quiet before we take the service any further.